strikes that were reported came from witnesses and medical workers. So what we know basically is their reports that dozens of people were killed, dozens more were wounded. I also know from talking to some people in the Tigray region that the report that the road is closed is confirmed. So one of the problems with this attack was they couldn't get ambulances or patients to the main hospital in Makala, the capital city of the region. I also talked to some other people in a different city in Tigray that said there was other kinds of chaos in the region in the past couple of days that went unreported. In one city, a person I know told me that the city had been controlled by three different military groups in 2 days, and now everyone is at home and afraid to go out. Several houses have been destroyed, and three people were killed, according to my source in Tigray.
Do we know who is responsible for the airstrike? Has anyone taken responsibility for the action?
No, we don't know. The Ethiopian government says they do not attack civilians. But presumably the attack was meant to target fighters of the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, or the TPLF, which the Ethiopian government has declared a terrorist organization. But no one has come forward to say they actually conducted this attack.
One other question on Tigray. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed tweeted that there was no hunger in Tigray. But other aid agencies, as well as the United Nations, have reported widespread food insecurity. And I was wondering if you could kind of explain what we know about why the prime minister made such a statement.
There is a lot of talk in the capital that the reports of famine and the humanitarian crisis are exaggerated, and that the foreign media is biased against the government and exaggerating claims of humanitarian problems in the Tigray region. Why he would say there is no hunger as a statement like that, I'm not sure what that was supposed to mean. One colleague of mine told me that he thought, well, maybe he means that there's hunger in all sorts of regions of Ethiopia. And maybe his point was that Tigray is not more hungry than other areas. But the fact of the matter is there is hunger in Tigray. Even in the areas that are open to aid workers and journalists, there are shortages of food. And there are widespread reports of conditions near famine and about 350,000 people that are believed to be living with a famine right now.
I'd like to turn briefly to Addis Ababa and the capital where you are currently and talk about Monday's election. What can you tell us about how people are reacting to the electoral contest and what we can know about the process moving forward?
There's been a mixed reaction to the polling process. Some opposition figures have said that there are more than 200 irregularities that they counted, mostly things like missing ballots and missing poll workers, but also some reports of election monitors being intimidated or forced to leave their posts. There's also quite a bit of relief here in the capital that the election went by peacefully. The Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has a lot of support here, and a lot of the voters that we spoke to said that they believed it went peacefully and fairly, and they were just happy it was over. On the election day itself, the voting dragged on for a long time, so people were worried. At the time the polls were supposed to close, at 6 o'clock, there were still hundreds of people in line at the one polling station I was, and throughout the night we got reports of many polling stations with the same issue, and voting went on till 1 a.m. in the capital, and it continues the next day because many people, or most people, hadn't voted at all in some regions. So by Tuesday night, officials announced that almost every polling station that was open and that was conducting an election had concluded the vote and were starting to count the ballots. We should expect preliminary results in a few days, about 5 days from yesterday. But there is also to remember, a large portion of the population did not vote. There were several areas that postponed their vote till September because of security reasons, or also in sometimes logistical reasons, they didn't have ballots. The entire Tigray region is not voting at all. And there were two opposition parties in the region of Oromia who boycotted the vote.